The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you may be traveling. Hopefully you have that Odyssey app on your phone. Take us with you as you're traveling during these holidays that are upcoming. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a three-man junk show here. Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Go give a follow. Thank you in advance for that. Jason Bishop is with us.
Hey, happy Monday.
Hello, happy Monday to you. Eric Bickle is here.
Morning. It's weird. Valdez, we didn't do the Groundhog Day bit. Did you go to the bathroom and get your coffee like a few minutes before I got in?
Maybe.
Wow, I was just like shocked. I was like, man, you must be sick.
Got thrown off.
Well, it just threw me. I was like, normally I walk in and I catch Valdez and Jenks. And Jenks is walking in to go downstairs to his studio.
Yep.
And Valdez, like clockwork, around 5:53 is either entering or exiting the bathroom, and he goes there and he cleans his coffee thing or whatever he does, and then he fills it up with more coffee, and it just didn't happen. So I thought you were like dead or
it's
sick or maybe on vacation.
Because it's a routine, right?
Yeah,
it happens
every day.
It's a routine.
It's weird.
Maybe I was a couple minutes early.
You were a couple minutes early today, and it threw me off.
Huh.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
He is there.
He may have been thrown off because he faced Josh Allen this weekend in fantasy football.
Oh, did he?
So that was clearly tilting him. And look, anybody within earshot that faced Josh Allen, thoughts and prayers out to you, because most likely you lose a critical matchup if you're facing that dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First time ever a quarterback. Well, no, I'm sorry. First time ever a team has scored six touchdowns and turned the ball over zero times, and lost. Teams were 245 and zero. Mm-hmm. When they scored six touchdowns and didn't turn the ball over until last night.
Yeah, not just Josh Allen, but also Jordan Addison.
Oh, well, that hurts too.
I got spanked.
I took a much smaller L because I was perusing defenses to start this week, and I was like, I think the Bills are a decent start. They got me negative 4 points.
I went against Allen.
Yeah.
Addison.
Yeah.
Kittle.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, Johnny.
They must have scored 250 points.
Yeah. 191.
Sometimes the games become so lopsided, you just have to laugh at the result. Like, there's nothing you could do. I mean, you just trot out your best lineup, and guys just go nuclear.
It was a butt-whooping.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
These things happen sometimes.
Got to look at my scores.
Thielen in a full-point PPR. I mean,
that's 20 points.
You have to look at this.
I will look at that during the break.
You want to see a crime scene? It's the score right here.
Put some yellow tape around that that screenshot on your phone.
I had in one of my leagues. Now, I don't think I'm making the playoffs in this league because I'm going to be 8-6.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have enough points. The way they do it is the top four records.
Right.
And then the wild cards, 5th and 6th, are based on points. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough points. But I mean, I scored 141 points with still a few players to go. Josh Allen had 60 points last night for me.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen when you're responsible.
Why couldn't he have done that every week? And that'd be in the playoffs. But oh well. Anyway, so what's up? Everybody all right?
Everybody's good.
Did you recover from a non-Commanders weekend, Mr. Bickle?
Yeah, I had a wild weekend, but I guess Drivey wants me to save it to 7:20.
We'll do that.
Well, yeah, because you were talking about the fact that you had to go pick the car up, your son's car. You had the dental appointment.
I also had my urologist appointment.
You had the butt appointment.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a bunch of stuff going on.
I mean, so much. And then we had drama with my mother. And by the way, got to thank Crop Metcalf. I'm going to thank them a couple times today. They're unbelievable. My mom had what she considers a real crisis, and they came out like instantly. And put it this way, they're coming out again today, and I think they're bringing a backhoe. We got real issues.
That sounds very serious.
Is there a flooding issue in the basement?
I just got pipe issue. I'll tell you all about it. But basically, they're going to have to put in new pipes.
Crop Metcalf, make sure they call my friends at Miss Utility. I'm sure they take
so
all
the
those
pipes
steps
broke.
When they do it.
So one of the pipes broke.
The pipes have been corrupted by tree roots, okay, for a long time, and it needs to be resolved. Mm. So we're going to resolve it. But they've been so responsive and so nice. It's just they're amazing.
Does your mother or have someone come over before it gets really cold and unhook the hoses?
My brother's done that. Yeah. We have something over all of the things.
Right. So drain the water out of the pipes.
Yeah, we
so
have stuff. Yeah. It's not.
Because a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
And they're risking
crack. I've done it before. I don't know if I do that like religiously.
Well, you should.
We just cut the water off.
You should.
I probably should do that.
Because if it's a really, really cold winter and that water gets in there and it freezes and it cracks the pipe, then you got major issues.
Yeah. Well, my mother has major issues, and thank God Crop is very responsive, and they're awesome, and everyone in the family's been stepping. My mom's staying with us right now. But I'll tell you, I mean, I'm barely scratching the surface of what happened this weekend.
All right, so we'll do that at 7:20.
Okay.
Lots going on in the big life.
Barely scratching the surface. Oh, and I'm leaving at 8 today because I got to get a root canal.
Yes.
Another one.
They'll be digging in your mouth.
The one thing that made me feel better is I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he goes, yeah, I've had a million of them. He's like,
just nonchalant about it.
Yeah, he's like, I've had a million of them. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I got to go to my dentist tomorrow and just get a cavity filled, so that's not nearly as bad as what you got. But
no.
Still, it's still a pain in the butt.
A cavity filled is literally child's play. That's like cutting your toenail.
I know, but for me, I've had one other in my life. It's 45 minutes, he says, and you know, you got to,
45 minutes?
He said 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, hopefully it's not 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put a needle in there, numb it up, and then dig it out. I don't want to do it. I know I got to, but I don't want to.
What my guy, Dr. Mora, does up in Frederick, whenever I have a cavity, he puts a little Q-tip with some numbing, puts around it first.
Q-tip could wrap.
And then he hits you with the needle, so that it kind of numbs the needle a little bit.
Well, maybe that's what he does.
But
it's very comforting.
But this guy, I know these guys are the oral surgeons. They just hit you with the needles. They don't care.
I don't want to do that.
Well, a guy who had a way better day and weekend than all of us, his name's Juan Soto, former Washington National, who signed a 15-year, $765 million deal the New York Mets.
And the best part of it is, just from reading about it, by the way, I got a middle-of-the-night text from Vinny and Joe.
Oh, we're excited. Mets. We're pumped.
What zippy deferrals?
I mean, they called that at like 2 years
ago. No deferred money.
We're gonna get them.
Not one penny of it.
No
deferred.
No, here's the best part too. He can opt out after 5 years.
Right.
If he decides to stay, they bump him up an extra $5 million the rest of the way, and it bumps the value of the contract to $800 million.
Hey, what a great deal.
So when he turned down $450 million,
yeah, that was a smart deal.
Yeah,
smart move.
It was a genius.
Yeah.
Because
he's got a genius for an agent.
Steve Cohen, who owns the Mets, he laughs at $765 million. Oh, he looks at that figure and he goes,
what is he worth?
$20 billion, I believe, is his net.
So how many, I honestly don't even know how to count that high. So $760 million is close to $1 billion.
That is correct.
So he still has another $19 billion, but he's going to build revenue anyway. I mean,
he's made so much money from his hedge fund. He doesn't even think about this.
Billionaires
money.
Aren't in the habit of just giving away $1 billion, but it's essentially what he's doing.
It's an investment. It's an investment in his business.
Yeah,
he's making a massive investment in the New York. He's giving the double middle finger to the New York Yankees at the same time.
It's about,
which he loves.
What's it about? $51 million per year.
$51 million per.
And the Yankees offered $47 million. So the Yankees offered 16 years, $760 million.
Right.
Wow.
And so the average per year was down about $4 million. And he said, no, we're not doing that. We're going for the bigger deal.
Even though
it wasn't that much of a bigger of a deal. I mean, it's $4 million per year.
To land one of these megastars, you always have to do it. But, man, those last few years when he's like 38, 39, you know the production's going to go down. But I guess these
Doesn't
teams
matter.
Just don't care. They're
Doesn't
like,
matter.
We'll get 11 or 12 good years, and we'll sacrifice they those last want- three Or four bad
They
years.
Want to get back to a World Series. The last time they were in a World Series was about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Last time they won one, we were in high school. We were sophomores. Maybe freshmen.
86?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're desperate to get back to the World Series. But, you know, who knows if this will work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have signed three or four guys, really good players, mm-hmm. for what they gave him.
Yep.
But, you know, he's one of the best hitters in the game.
Are the drinks flowing at the Foxy Gator, EB, because of the signing?
Well,
I can only imagine.
I mean, they called it 2 years ago. They were just laughing. They were like, it doesn't matter. Uncle Stevie's going to get him.
Stevie.
They knew it. They knew all along. And they're right. No one's going to outbid him.
Sure.
So they're going to get Juan Soto. They've been calling it for a year and a half.
Mm.
That's their guy.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know what impact that'll. I mean, he's one guy. I mean, I don't know.
My question for the listeners is 800-636-1067. Did you ever think for even 1 second that the Nats were real serious players for Juan Soto? If you want to weigh in on that, you can. 800-636-1067.
Some people probably did. I feel like Dravy was trying to perpetuate that rumor a smear.
But we knew that they weren't.
Right.
They weren't going to be able to compete with an offer like that.
No.
Dravy, I feel
no,
like.
No, it's not that they weren't able to compete. They don't want to compete.
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
That's probably true.
Yeah, they just don't want to be.
But that's not in their business model to lose that kind of money.
The business model is to not spend money.
Well, I think it's the business model.
Yeah,
the business model. I think the business model.
Keep the payroll low.
I think the business model ultimately, when it's all said and done, is to just stay profitable, not to lose money.
I think that they're going to have to spend a little bit more money this.
But you could still spend money and be profitable.
There's no reason the Toronto Blue Jays should be in it, and the Washington Nationals are not.
Right.
Well, just
and the Blue Jays were in it till the very end, one of the final four teams or whatever it was. Look, everybody likes Juan Soto. He's on his fourth team in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I know everyone hates the Yankees. You're going to hit next to Aaron Judge. EB was right. He was going to sign with whoever offered him $1 more.
Boris's
and
agent.
The Mets did.
Yes.
He'll be irrelevant in a few years, I think, because the Mets are losers. Every free agent signing, every big move they ever have made pretty much has blown up in their face. There's a second-class team in a first-class city. They're going to be losers forever. Mets are the Mets. Everyone knows it. I know everyone in Long Island is excited today, but they're losers.
I generally agree with that. You know what it reminds me of? I guess you would say, maybe if you're a real baseball guy, you think that what I'm going to say is farcical. But isn't Giancarlo Stanton, isn't he kind of irrelevant when he signed that big deal? I mean, he's still a factor, but he's not
had a ton of injuries.
Yeah, but he's not even close to the hitter that Soto is.
I agree, but he was the big money, 13-year, big-ass deal, 5-7 years ago, whatever.
Of course.
And it's not really. He's kind of whatever.
But I thought he got traded there.
Yeah,
he signed that deal with the Marlins.
Correct.
Yeah, then he got traded. Correct.
Correct. But the point is he signed a massive deal. It'll be who's the next sexy guy?
He signed a 13-year deal worth $325 million.
Which at that time was breathtaking.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I basically agree with that. Who's the next guy? Bobby Witt or something? Like, who's going to be guy that gets a 15-year, a billion-dollar deal?
I don't know if it'll get that much, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know who it is. I have no idea.
Bobby Witt will get a huge deal.
Yeah.
I'm actually stunned. He knows who Bobby Witt is.
Yeah,
nice bowl.
Well, he knew
a little bit.
He knew his dad.
I'm a little bit on top of it.
He knew his dad.
I'm a little bit on top of it. I keep a, you know,
baseball Bickle.
Keep some interest.
I know
EB
has a little bit of a soft spot for the Mets because of Vinny and Joe. But
yeah, I actually have no soft spot for them. I could care less about them.
I think you kind of like you're intrigued by them, or at least they're in your ear all the time.
Yeah. No, I'm just aware that Steve Cohen just has a boatload of money and he'll spend anything.
You're definitely going to bring them to Nats Park where their new Soto jersey.
I have to tell you.
AB, you want a Soto Mets jersey?
I could care less about the Mets. I haven't cared about the Mets since Daryl Strawberry was there. Now, when Straw was there and Gooden, I was borderline a Mets fan.
He loved the Mets back then.
I was borderline a Mets fan. I mean, they were like my favorite players in the mid-80s. But yeah, since then, I don't care about them.
You love the coked out Daryl Strawberry back in the day?
Dude, you don't understand. In like the baseball card world, he was like Ken Griffey Jr. before Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, he was
like,
the guy.
He was the guy. Greatest name, New York, beautiful swing. And then Doc, I used to go to Wrigley Field and watch Doc Gooden pitch. You know, when they would play every summer, we would kind of go, oftentimes we saw the Mets. And,
I'm just shocked that Draft T-shirt called it a first-class city. That's the most shocking.
I don't know how they have Wrigley, you know, because they've made adjustments and added lights and all that stuff, and I'm sure they've changed it because I haven't been there in a long time. But they used to have the bullpen right next to, like, the first base line.
Right.
Is it still there?
At Wrigley?
I can remember as
a kid.
Well,
it's got to be because there's nothing in the outfield.
Yeah. So I can remember being 14, 15 years old, and Doc Gooden, like his rookie or second year, like warming up before the game, like 5 feet from us.
Right.
You know, when you're 15 years old, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, EB, it's Vinny and Joe. Well, do you know what happens at Citi Field when somebody hits a big home run?
What happens?
What pops out? The Big Apple.
Big
the
Apple.
The Big Apple.
Yeah.
Comes
so
out
think about
out
the fact that Soto turned down the 440 million just 2 years ago.
Right.
15 years. There was, none of that was deferred either, which was kind of shocking from the learners. And he makes another, just waits 2 years, and he makes another $325 million.
Great business call by him and his agent, obviously, to be patient and test the free agent market.
That's just unbelievable.
It's crazy. I can't even fathom it.
And Ohtani signed a huge deal, but that's all deferred. I mean, he's getting like $1 million a year.
Like 95% of his deferred money.
It makes Ohtani's deal just look like garbage.
Yeah. Right now.
Ohtani's probably like, he's like, maybe I should hire Boris.
I mean, Ohtani did not have Boris. He had somebody else.
I thought he did have Boris.
He had somebody else.
I'll have to look and see who his representation is.
Would Boris have agreed to 95% deferred?
I wouldn't think so.
I have no idea. It seems un-Boris-like.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't do that, would he?
But, I mean, I just assume the Mets will still be sorry.
You just think that they'll still be terrible?
I mean,
they had a nice year.
They went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Everything went right for them.
They got hot.
They were having a terrible year in the first half, and then they got hot in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, they still got there and lost to the Dodgers.
Otani's agent's name is Nez Bilello. I've never heard.
He'll probably never have another client again. Now, he probably didn't care, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Otani, you don't care about the rest of your client stable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you pay them cursory attention, but you have your prize bowl right there.
He's going to be, that deal is deferred for 10 years. So he signed it last year, right? So 2033-ish?
He'll be fine.
When he starts getting $70 million a year?
I'm not worried about Shohei Ohtani's finances into the future. I think he's going to be all right.
But when you compare the two deals,
understood,
it looks nubby.
True. But then go look at what he's probably making in endorsements
just
in Japan alone.
He's killing it.
I don't know what that number is, but I'm guessing it's extraordinarily high.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure.
He's fine.
He doesn't need the money right now.
Right.
Well, Soto doesn't either.
It's going to be okay.
Soto has stupid
money.
They
also just threw in just a gratuitous $75 million signing bonus. So he has a little play money.
Good.
Can you imagine?
I would take any form of signing bonus.
Play money.
I would take a gift card to Starbucks level signing bonus.
It's like more than
Cakes. Never had one.
Bitcoin.
The jump in money in baseball in just the last few years has been insane. Yeah. I mean, we're approaching $1 billion. I mean, Bryce just signed 5 years ago, whatever it was.
What did he get? 450?
300.
Yeah, 330. That's all he got? Yeah.
A-Rod's
got peanuts.
Remember A-Rod's insane deal, the 250? Inflation-wise, that's like a $450 million deal.
Yeah.
And that was like an insane deal.
Now it gets trounced.
Then. Right.
Yeah, it gets obliterated.
Yep. I know. It's dumb money for some of these superstars.
I remember when, I think it was Ricky Henderson, he got $3 million a season.
Right.
And that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It just shows you how old we are.
Well, remember,
it was a big deal,
remember
buddy.
Mike Trout's deal when he signed?
Yeah.
You know, people were falling over thinking about that. He's always hurt, but I mean, that was 12 years, $427 million.
By the way, speaking of how old we are, I know we got to go break. I guess Mike Dunleavy, was he a GM now, whatever he is? He's involved in personnel in front office.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I saw a picture of him. I can't believe how old he looks, like in the face. He's probably 40
yeah.
or something. And I mean, seems like just yesterday when we were watching him play in college.
I know, but it wasn't just
and
yesterday.
And now he's an old-faced yeah. GM.
He's 40. Yeah. He's 45.
45.
Can't believe he's 45.
And right. You look at him, and he looks butt old.
Yeah.
Face is all hurt.
Right.
Yeah. Just can't believe it.
I haven't seen a picture.
This coming from the guy who's going for a root canal.
You got no teeth.
His 10th root canal.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I look old. I mean, of course. But, I just can't believe it.
Well, believe it. It's coming for all of
He'd
us.
He'd probably say that about you if he knew you 15 years ago.
Probably would.
Mike Dunleavy Jr. is, I'm sorry, alone. He's 44. He's 44.
Yeah. Tell him he looks terrible.
I'll let him know. Yeah, next time I talk to him.
He'll pass that along to him.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back here on the Junks, we will recap a wild week 14 in the NFL. And coming up later on the show, we'll be joined by CBS Sports' NFL expert, or kind of expert, Will Brinson, is going to join the show coming up at 9 a.m. So lots to get to here on the Junks. Coming up.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 6:45, I will detail my experience at the Wizards Nuggets game at the Hennessy Lofts.
Picture.
So I'll be doing that at 6:45.
So you have all the shoes that Farley brought for us?
You'll have to listen at 6:45 to figure that out, whether I have shoes for you or not. Look at that. That's a silly
radio. If you would have told me that Joker was going to have 56 points in the game.
Yeah.
Before you knew the result,
how much money?
How much money would you put on the game?
$1 trillion. Yeah. $1 trillion.
Yeah, I mean that's just typical of the NBA.
Everything you own.
Honestly, I have no idea. They get their third win. What'd they get?
Yeah,
third win. Yeah,
unbelievable.
But when we looked at the schedule, we said there's just no chance they're going to beat Denver. Not that Denver's great, but they got a winning record.
And yeah,
they've got one of the best players in the league, if not the best. And he had 56, and they beat him.
I know. All right, so we'll get into detail that at 6:45. Valdez, play me some NFL music. We'll take a look around what happened on a busy week 14 yesterday as the Commanders were on a bye week. Not sure what Eric Bickle was doing between 1 and 4. That's usually his Commanders time.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Playing golf.
Ah, teeing it up. Very good.
Mediocre golf.
Well, you know who's become a very mediocre quarterback? His name, it pains me to say that. It hurts me in my ticker to say it.
He's not even mediocre now.
Kirk Cousins. He's just falling apart.
Yep.
He has 17 touchdowns and 15 picks on the year. He throws two more yesterday in a loss to the Vikings. The Vikings just smashed the Falcons 42-21.
Darnold looks like freaking Tom Brady.
Sam Darnold's just on a bona fide heater. 22 of 28, 347 yards. 5 touchdown passes in the win. 3 go to Jordan Addison. 2 go to Justin Jefferson. Just the domination of the Falcons. Falcons fall to 6-7. Vikings improved to 11-2. They're now 6-1 at home.
It's going to be a very interesting situation for them in the offseason because Darnold's got a 1-year contract.
Correct. He signed a one-year $10 million
deal. He's got a one-year deal, and of course they draft McCarthy, and Darnold's putting up stupid numbers. Wonder what they're going to do in the offseason, but he's having a great year.
It's a great question. And Kevin O'Connell, he just sprinkles that magic dust on quarterbacks, and they put up big numbers in his system, basically no matter who's under center.
Yep.
So I would expect McCarthy to do the same thing whenever he's healthy enough to do it.
And Kirk Cousins, like you said, in the last four games, all right, so in the last month, he's got zero touchdowns and eight picks.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
And then the fans were clamoring for Michael Penix, who they drafted. And the team said yesterday, we have no plans to start Penix over Cousins. Now, that was before yesterday. So maybe things have changed after the performance the Cousins put up there. He's been really bad.
This next game is a just St. Bernard dog of a game, but I bring it up because it has ramifications for the Commanders. The Saints top the Giants 14-11. I mean, it's just an ugly game all the way around. Alvin Kamara couldn't get anything going on offense. Malik Nabers had five grabs for 79 in a game where it looked like it was dicey for him to even play. But the big news Commanders-wise is Derek Carr suffers a broken hand in the game. So his status for this upcoming week, I would guess...
He's out.
So the Commanders, they get an early Christmas gift. They'll face either Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler coming out of the bye week.
Yeah, that's huge.
Fantastic news.
It's huge. Yeah.
I mean, that makes the Commanders, I would think...
Pretty sizable favorite
heading into that game.
I don't want to get too carried away. I'm going to obviously pick my boys...
Yep.
But we felt the same way when they were facing Cooper Rush.
That's true.
Understood.
They laid a dud. They played awful, especially the special
teams.
So
I just don't know how they're going to respond to this. You know, they didn't respond well to the little 10 days off they had from the Thursday to the Sunday.
Anything can happen. But
I'm picking my boys.
It looks better when you're facing a backup quarterback.
Yeah. Sticking in the NFC East, the Eagles
survived. And by
survived.
The way, that was he broke his hand, but he also fell right on his head. I mean, his face mask, I mean, he got up pretty high because he was trying to leapfrog a couple of defenders and a couple of tacklers. And he fell right on his face and right on his hand. It did not look good. They also thought he had a concussion.
Could you imagine the sweat that the guy who walked into, I believe it was Circa in Vegas, he placed a $3.1 million bet on the Eagles just to beat the Panthers.
Yep.
And... he was sweating that game till the end. The Eagles win, but that game was close.
He got so hooked.
22-16. The Eagles improved to 11-2. Panthers fall to 3-10. Jalen Hurts responsible for three touchdowns. The only passer, I believe, is 106 passing yards on the day.
They couldn't get the ball to Brown or Devontae.
Yeah.
Those guys had a total of 10 targets.
Devontae Smith did score, but there weren't a lot of big passing yards. Saquon goes for 20 carries, 124 yards.
Every time they panned to the Eagles bench, A.J. Brown and Devontae, they weren't yelling at each other, but they were very vocal.
Right.
They were upset, and they were disappointed that they couldn't get more catches.
Yep.
I mean, give it up to Carolina's secondary. They did a good job. But Carolina should have won the game because... I don't know, there was probably 45 seconds left, something like that, maybe less. And Bryce Young threw a bomb, and Leggett got behind the secondary and should have caught the ball, but it barely hit the ground. They called an incompletion. If he catches that, it's on the one-yard line, and they're probably going to score and win the game by one. But they got hooked because the Eagles did not look good.
Another team the Commanders are potentially battling with for a playoff spot, the Buccaneers improved to 7-6 of the 28-13 win over the hapless Raiders. Raiders fall to 2-11. They're 1-7 away from Vegas. Aiden O'Connell goes out with an injury.
Yep.
There was a Desmond Ridder sighting. I mean, that's just the team. Obviously, it needs to draft a quarterback high in the 2025 NFL draft. Baker Mayfield, three touchdowns in the win. Rashad White was the primary ball carrier for the Bucs. Bucky Irving went out with a back injury early in this game.
He got hurt. Yep. And the Raiders were just putrid. And like you said, O'Connell's out, and they're going to go to their third quarterback.
Yep.
So it's been an awful year. 2-11 for the Raiders.
Big game in the NFC West as the Seahawks, the Drabhawks, top the Cardinals in Arizona. Big Zach Charbonnet day. 22 carries, 134 yards. He found the end zone twice. Also chipped in the receiving game as well. So the Seahawks improved to 8-5. Cardinals fall to 6-7.
I didn't see any of this game because I was watching the other two 4 o'clock games, which I know you're going to get to. Drabby, give me a blueprint of how they won. I know that Kyler turned the ball over a few times.
He had he threw an interception early on, and the Seahawks returned it to their own 19-yard line, or the Cardinals' 19-yard line. But just great defense all game long, and Cardinals couldn't get anything going. Seahawks defense, like the last 5 weeks, it's turned into a monster.
And Geno had a very clean game.
Very efficient.
24 of 30. Yeah. Doesn't pass for gaudy numbers, but no picks. Wasn't sacked. Had a rating of 110.
Hmm.
So, I mean, he just was guiding that offense perfectly.
Kyler has 5 picks in his last 3 games.
And Jackson Smith and Jigba, I believe, is the number 5 wideout right now, at least in fantasy points.
Yeah.
He's having a breakout year two for Seattle. He's having another big game yesterday.
What was his total numbers yesterday?
He had 5 for 82 and a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that guy is breaking out in front of our eyes. The game of the day yesterday, the Rams and Bills combined for, let me do the math here, 86 points. The Rams win 44-42.
And it went kind of nutty in the second half, right? Because I was more paying attention in the first half. And then I was doing some stuff on my computer, and I looked up, and there was like a billion points scored.
Well, in the third quarter, they combined for 21 points, and in the fourth quarter, for 27 points.
Yeah.
It was just a scoring
bonanza.
What is
that, like 48 points in the second half? Something along those lines?
I believe that's right. Puka Nacua with a monster game. 12 catches, 162 yards, and a touchdown.
Every time I looked up, he was scoring.
He had a rushing touchdown, and he had a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And Josh Allen in a loss, 3 passing touchdowns. 3 rushing touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
10 carries for 82 yards, threw for over 340 yards, 3 touchdowns, wasn't picked off, wasn't sacked. Neither quarterback was sacked in the game.
Yeah.
It was just offensive explosion all over the place.
It was a really fun game to watch. Mm. And like you said, Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns. First time ever in the history of the league that a team has 6 touchdowns and 0 turnovers and they lose.
Lots of explosives, as Jonathan Gannon would say. Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Yeah, a lot of shoo-shooing.
Now, this game was less explosive from the Bears' side because they got annihilated by Jason's 49ers to the tune of 38-13. Caleb Williams was dreadful. At least in the first half.
He was sacked 100 times.
He was sacked a bunch.
Yep.
Couldn't get out of the defense's way. Couldn't get any offense in the first half. They scored. They were down 24-0 at halftime. And he connected with Rome Odunze for 2 garbage time touchdowns. But this game was never, ever in doubt. Brock Purdy was really good. 20 of 25. Goes for over 320 yards. 2 touchdowns in the win. Isaac Garendo, now they have no luck with running backs because Isaac Garendo steps in and looks like he has a foot sprain.
Mm-hmm.
And despite that, he had 15 carries, 78 yards, found the end zone twice. And George Kittle with a monster game, 6 grabs for 151.
Yeah, I mean, they're now down to their 4th running back. The top three all hurt.
Is it
Patrick Taylor?
Yeah, Patrick Taylor. Looks like he's going to be the
He's probably
going to
be the starter. And you mentioned George Kittle. He had 6 catches for 151.
Yeah.
But the Bears were just dreadful.
And your
How many
cap,
consecutive losses is that for the Bears?
I don't know.
7?
They're 4-9. They haven't won away from Soldier Field.
I think it's 6 or 7.
And your nightcap last night, the Chiefs improved to 12-1. They topped the Chargers 19-17. So, I mean, people can critique the Chiefs and say they don't win, you know, with a lot of style points, but they win a ton of games. They're now 12-1 on the season. Chargers slip to 8-5.
Pretty much locks up the number one overall seed for the Chiefs. Not mathematically, but they've got a 2-game lead. Even though they lost the tiebreaker to the Bills, they got a 2-game lead now on the Bills for that number one overall seed. So unless they completely crumble in the last 4 weeks, they're going to be the number one seed in the AFC with the bye.
All right, when we come back, I'll talk about my experience at the Hennessy Lofts. Am I the good luck charm all of a sudden for the Wizards? I go to a Wiz game and they top the Nuggets? I don't know. Maybe I am. So we'll get into that next here on The Fan. So Saturday night, our friend Jim Van Stone from Monumental Sports and Entertainment was like, hey, here's 4 tickets to the Hennessy Lofts. I was like, okay, I'm all in. I need to try this experience.
Isn't it amazing?
I need to try it out.
It's amazing.
I've never been. I've seen it. I've heard about it. Heard about the level of service. I'm like, I'm going to give this a run. So I go with my wife. I go with our pal Chris Farley, his wife Julie.
Right.
This is like 8 or 9 years after our last double date. So I guess we're going to do the joke at the end was
see
you guys
years.
When we're like in our mid-60s.
Right.
You know, but so Saturday night, the Wizards host the Nuggets.
And for people that don't know, Farley owns Pacers. Mm-hmm. Farley ran at UVA. He's run a marathon every year.
Loves running.
Yeah.
Under 3 hours for like 25 straight years, whatever it is.
Loves him some running.
The guy's a
He's a machine.
Freak, machine. He's a great businessman. Mm-hmm. And his wife's a former Olympian.
Yes.
Correct.
I mean, once you're she's an Olympian.
Yeah.
You can never take that title away.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't even say former.
And she was Olympian. She was a runner, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like long distance.
Like deep down, he would never admit it, but it probably irks him a little bit that his wife is a sillier runner than he is.
Yeah, she got a little bit of scoreboard.
She just has better pedigree.
Right,
and
right.
He's a great runner.
Right.
So my wife and I, Amy and I, get there first, mm-hmm. and we sit down, and we get we're on the second level of the Hennessy Lofts underneath the basket.
Okay.
So they're not floor seats. I know you're a floor snob. Mm-hmm. You want those wood seats,
mm-hmm.
but these are. Really amazing.
I mean,
seats,
they're right there.
Like right underneath the basket.
Yeah.
You know, set back from the basket a bit. So we sit down. Then a host comes over. His name is London. He's very nice.
Yeah. And London Fletcher serving you.
His guy's name is London. And he says, should we wait for the others to come before we bring you champagne?
Mm-hmm.
that's like the first thing out of his mouth. And I was wow. I was like, we're in for like. Top level.
I'm telling you.
Top
it's
level.
Good night.
Butt kissing service here at Capital One Arena. So I was like, London, it's nice to meet you. We'll wait for our guests to arrive. You don't want to seem too eager, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be swilling on champagne,
right?
You know, before your guests arrive. So the Farleys show up about 5 minutes later, and then boom, there's your champagne before you even ask for it. And of course, it's open bar. You can order whatever you want to drink.
Right.
I sampled the signature Hennessy cocktail, Berry Mojito.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I guess I'm a Hennessy guy. I didn't know I was a Hennessy guy. Cakes, a Hennessy guy.
I love it.
I can't remember the last time I've had a mojito.
Maybe
when it's in like Miami
for
a trip.
You're transitioning from this bougie beer guy to trashy cocktail guy, which I like. You know, transfusions you're into now.
Sure.
The mojitos you're
into. I'm all about it.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll have the Hennessy signature cocktail, as did Julie Farley. She had one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then the food.
She probably loved it.
Then the food starts coming. And it's a 4-course just smorgasbord of food that
you really got to do it.
It's amazing. If you ever get offered the Hennessy Loft.
Have you already done the Hennessy Loft? I don't even know.
If somebody's like, I have Hennessy Loft tickets for a Wizards game, you should.
Doesn't matter how bad the Wizards are, you should go.
Cancel your plans, whatever you have on deck, just go.
Yeah, I'm excited for our boys' night.
Right, well, we're doing that. But have you been yet?
No.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Either.
Just wait. So the first course, and I mean, they must know me, wings. Big platter of, you know, like fancy wings. There's like garnish on top of them. I think it was like either like a teriyaki or barbecue glaze. It wasn't like your standard buffalo
delicious,
wing.
Though.
I love those too. Delicious. And here's what I didn't know that kind of made me laugh and made sense. After I found out this nugget, you mentioned Chris Farley, the fact he runs marathons all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a marathon that morning in Rehoboth.
Oh, wow.
And then he ran a marathon, and then he
drove a marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's punishing the wings. I think I've never seen Farley, like, he usually, like, never eats.
How many calories do you expend when you run a marathon?
I mean, thousands.
Like, 10,000 or something?
Thousands.
Yeah.
He was at a massive calorie deficit.
He was so, starving.
The Hennessy Lofts was the perfect spot for him.
Right.
So I thought, like, when the wings came out, there's probably a dozen. There's four of us. I was like, well, there's no chance we're going to go through all these wings. Because my wife has, like, food sensitivity.
Was he like a wild hyena just attacking the wings?
He probably ate 5 or 6 of them, which is fine. Like,
of course, he deserves it. He needs it.
I think we ate like 90% of the wings.
All right.
Okay, so the wings of the first course, take those away. Then the next course is short rib cannelloni. So it's short rib stuffed into like some pasta with some horseradish sauce on top. That was your second course. It's delicious. Third course, salad with a green goddess dressing on top.
What's that?
Green goddess is, I don't know, some like herb dressing. I don't know exactly what's in it.
Vinaigrette or
kind
something?
Of like a hippie dressing. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
But it was delicious.
All right.
My only beef with the salad, and again, this is my cheese aversion. This is no offense, obviously, to Capital One Arena, the Hennessy Lofts. Big wedge of goat cheese, goat cheese
sounds
off
delicious.
To the side.
Yeah.
So I just looked at it.
Did you scrape it off?
No, it was
already
off,
contaminated.
It was off to the side of the salad,
so
you could eat the salad without dealing with the goat cheese.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I looked over at Chris's wife, and she was just
destroying it.
She loved it.
Right.
And I just looked. I wanted to take it and throw it out of the court. I hope the Joker would slip on
How
it.
Close were you to the court?
I mean, you're on the floor, Jason. 40 like you're
feet?
Like yeah,
40
are
feet
you,
back,
so that you're right there,
something like that.
But I'm telling you, you're so busy eating and drinking, it's an afterthought.
You don't even pay attention.
It's an afterthought.
And the level of service is like either the waitress or the food runner or somebody else. They're at your table like literally every two or three minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like so attentive, so nice.
You got to Uber there or make your wife drive. Because you're just going to get hammered.
I mean, you can order as much as you want. Like, I drove, and my wife doesn't like driving in D.C., so I was responsible. I had my champagne, and I had my Hennessy signature cocktail.
And then you shut it down?
And then I cut it off.
Yeah.
You got
restraint.
So the salad was a third course. Fourth course is New York strip. Now, not a whole New York strip, but, you know, sliced up New York strip. And lobster tail.
Mm. I'm telling you.
How did you fit it all
it
in?
Was absurd.
And you ate all of it?
I mean, like the salad, I probably ate, I don't know, half
Bobby's
of it.
Gonna bring doggy
the short
bags.
Rib, I kind of like scraped the short rib out. Didn't eat a bunch of the pasta because there's so much food.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all that's done, then they bring out like this big fancy dessert tower that's like three or four levels high.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has like cookies. It has little danishes or pastries. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
I mean,
it is incredible.
It's so good that it distracts you from the game.
That's what I said. And the game means nothing.
But
it's just about eating and drinking.
I probably watched 20% of the game.
Yeah.
Up until the end, because the end was good and the Wizards were winning.
Right.
The Wizards are holding off the Nuggets. Joker is going crazy. Joker is just... He's scoring from everywhere. He's just scoring down low. He's scoring from threes. He's scoring from mid-range.
Right.
And I was like, well, the Wizards, they're gonna gag this away somehow at the end. And they didn't. Because Jordan Poole was killing it, too.
Did you see any luminaries? Like, was Ovi there? Was Wale there? Was Mark Ein there?
I mean,
those are the guys you run into.
I scanned the Hennessy Lofts. Yeah. I might have been the biggest silly there.
That's impossible.
If that's the case, that's a very slow night at Capital One Arena. I understand.
What was your tip?
I tipped $80.
Seems reasonable.
I mean, it's $20 ahead. Yeah. I think that's a good tip.
Better than JP's 40.
I mean, I should have probably thrown an extra 20 in there just to round it off to 100. But yeah, I gave her $80. I was comfortable with
that's
that.
That's good. Yeah,
I didn't feel like a squeaker.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, I was getting crazy seats, which I don't know how much they cost, but they're not cheap. I know they're not cheap.
Yeah.
And a parking pass.
Mm.
I can come out of pocket for $80 for a tip.
What's funny, I was, remember I was lamenting that I texted Jim.
Yeah.
And he hadn't responded.
Right.
And then I looked at my phone and he had responded 10 minutes earlier.
Right.
And then he texted me. You're currently trashing me right now.
Yeah.
And I had responded 10 minutes early. He was laughing.
But, Jim Van Stone.
He's great.
Thank you very much. We had an amazing time. And going back to the Lofts in what? 10 days?
We're going back.
10 days.
Who did they play? Not that it matters.
They play Charlotte.
Play Charlotte.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you know what? We're going to get pampered again in about 10 days.
I'm sorry.
Just get ready for it.
It's nice to be pampered.
It's a great experience.
Congrats.
No
shoes? Where am I?
No shoes. There's your spoiler alert. I'm sure I'm going to ask Chris to bring shoes to Capital One Arena.
No, he always listens to the pod, and then he responds later.
Yeah.
You know.
You'll probably have shoes on your front porch in about 3 or 4 days from now. All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins. We'll give you the latest as they prepare for the New Orleans Saints coming out of the bye week in week 15 as they look to close their season strong. We'll be right back here on the Junks.